So it is the Holy Spirit that works in the human spirit. Now, this is how it looks. As I said, you're a spirit living in a body. This spirit has the nature of Satan. When you confess Jesus as your Lord, you become a new creature. And you have eternal life. Now, we say eternal life is to live forever. But the sinner's going to live forever, but he doesn't have eternal life. Eternal life is having the life of the Eternal One. Yes. Having the life of the Eternal One. Having the nature of heaven on the inside. And you're totally and completely changed. And the personage of the Trinity, the three-in-one God that does that, is the Holy Spirit. Now, that makes you the temple. Look at 1 Corinthians 3. Of the Holy Ghost, or the temple of God. Both expressions are used. They have the same meaning. 3:16, know ye not, you're the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. And that's what I want you to see today, that the Spirit of God is in you. And he has a divine assignment. He's not just taking up space. He's not just sitting in his recliner with his feet propped up, watching to see if you trip through life. You're not going to trip through life because the angels have guard over you. That's in the 91st Psalm. So you're the temple of God, and the Spirit of God is in you. He's in you, and he's working. He's not just watching. He's working. Now look at 1 Corinthians 6, where it's repeated. It's repeated three times to the church of Corinth. What does that tell you about the church of Corinth? They needed to hear this. This is the message they need to hear. I love it when God brings me the message that I need to hear. He did that just recently. Suddenly it dawned on me. It was wonderful. It's wonderful. That's the job of the Holy Ghost in you. Now look at verse 19, chapter 6. What? Don't you like that? What? Know ye not. Now Paul uses the expression know a lot, and he means you ought to know this. This is something you ought to know. When something you ought to know, it's certain. Know ye not your body. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost because it is the house of your spirit. Holy Ghost does not live in the body. He lives in the spirit, and he affects the body from the spirit. Healing comes from the inside out. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to God, which you have of God. In other words, this is the system of heaven. This is the way divine prerogative set things up for us, that we would have God in us working on our behalf, that we are not alone. Now turn and let me show you something slightly different, but the same, 2 Corinthians 6. You know, somebody told me something three times, I would think, they must not think I get this. Or I must have forgotten this or something. That's verse 16 of chapter 6. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Now, we're not of this world. We're not a part of the world system. We live here, so when the Holy Ghost comes upon us, we can influence our world. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? You are the temple of the living God, for God hath said, I will dwell in them. When God is in you, he's in you by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God is in you. And God says, I will dwell in them and walk in them. Now, I always said, and nobody ever gets this, but listen carefully. This is the reason Pentecostals act so crazy. Because suddenly God begins to take a walk on the inside and they can't stand it. Have you been there? That's just my theory. Based on this wonderful scripture, I'll dwell in, I'll walk with, I will be their God, they shall be my people. Now, if I was going to be your sponsor in any way, you would expect me to have some responsibility. You say, oh, Becky's sponsoring me. Whether you're going to, I don't know, my niece runs marathons. That's 26 miles. She usually runs half marathons, which are 13. If I was her sponsor, she would expect me to be at the finish line with water. She would expect me to have my stopwatch to know her timing. She would expect me to have somebody along the way with water. And God has a responsibility, and he's good at his job. Amen. He's flat good at his job. Temple of God,